section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I hate to hear that because I love Jimmy John's.
Yeah. See, that... Ooh.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Virginville, Pennsylvania, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, IBWIP News Bulletin, Getting to Know You, IBWIP History Class, Celebrity Birthday Game, and Putting the Tears Back in Tearless Mascara with your co-host, Stuart, The Voice, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid, and now your host, Blaine Clayton!
Welcome everyone to episode 260 of the Brennan's IP. I am your host, the podcasting guy. Blake Clayton. We got a fun-filled show for you. Again, all dicks all around the table. No vagina in sight. All right.
This is inverted.
Get scared easy. It's scared. It's scared.
Don't look him in the eye.
All right, we got a great show for you. First, to my left, he, again, dressed to the tees. He knows
tees?
When it's Monday night,
yep.
And he's supposed to come to my house, he knows he's going to be recording.
Yep.
And when he knows he's going to be recording, he knows that he has to look his best for this audio podcast.
Yep.
It's the Dappercaster, The Voice, Dustin.
What's up? Let's get things cracking.
Nice.
We love it.
Yep.
I'm taking a drink here. Everybody take a drink?
I can't believe you're drinking soda after...
It was a very
after that debacle on Drunken Lullabies a couple weeks
ago. Listen to it today, and my stomach felt the same way it did. Just listening to it made me feel the same way.
Audible diabetes. Check it out, folks.
Audible diabetes. my co-host, he has a shirt on that says, East Peoria Youth Basketball. We were just talking right before we pressed record. You've been playing in the league for 15, 16 years now.
No, I've been in the league for about 25 years. I've only been an MVP for the past 15.
And right. What do you get most out of playing in the youth
power basketball? Forward?
Power bottom?
Yes.
That young gentleman, in case the police want to come, his name is the Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
Hello, all my friends.
I'm the only one that doesn't. You dressed down after you got here, but these two are kind of dressed nice and...
Would you feel better if I took this shirt
Stuart's
off?
Casual.
I mean, seriously.
What is that?
Here, let me...
You got a bootish... What does it say? Bootalicious?
Bootalicious.
Just like that Destiny Child song, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Like that.
The voice you hear stripping for us is a IBWIP Cherry Poppin' Daddy. It's going to be his first time on the show. We're going to get to know him a little bit. We don't have a nickname for you, so by the end of the show, we're going to have a nickname.
Fair enough.
And so for now, we'll just call you, welcome to the show,
Stuart.
Well, thank you very much.
Yay.
Do you go by Stu or no?
I go by Stu. I go by Stuart. Just don't call me stupid.
Oh, well, shit.
Well, all right.
We'll
there it
see.
Is. I think I just walked right into a nickname.
We're
I think,
just
right there. Hey, stupid, get over here.
Dumbass.
We have a fun-filled show for you guys this evening. Basically, for the next hour and 20-ish, we're going to talk about stuff that has no relevance whatsoever. But first...
Beautiful.
Getting to know
you.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me.
Everybody does really cool, funny stuff when I don't have the video cameras. But when I have the video cameras, everybody just holds their microphone for the whole time.
We're shy.
For frequent listeners of the show, whenever there's a new person, we play this segment called Getting to Know You, obviously by the name of the bumper. So, Stuart, we're just going to rattle off some questions.
Great.
And, you know, we want the listeners to feel like you're part of the family right off the bat.
Oh, absolutely. No worries.
So okay, let's tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
A teacher?
Yeah.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Of what?
English.
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 Oh.
What do you teach, little kids or medium kids or adults?
Almost adults.
Almost adults.
Almost adults.
High school kids.
Yeah.
All right. Unfortunately. Yeah. My stepdad was an English teacher.
Was he?
Yeah, he and a speech coach. So he
excellent. All yeah. right. Forensics.
How long have you been doing it?
This is the start of my 13th year.
Okay.
Ooh. Yep.
My mom is knocking on 20 years. She's teaching junior high, like behavior disorder and learning disorder.
Mm, yes.
And, you know, she's surrounded by kids in different grades, and she just says every year the kids are getting worse and worse. Okay, I was going to ask you the same question.
Actually, the kids aren't getting worse. What's getting worse is the system in which the kids have to go to school in.
This is not a platform for you to...
No,
I'm
no.
just kidding. Just kidding.
Get off your soapbox. Hey,
you know what? Here, let me just do this.
This is not the new segment, Stuart's Soapbox.
No.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
I'll be honest. I'm not going to disagree with her. There are some things that the kids have to deal with now that they didn't have to deal with 20 years ago. Definitely. Social media, lack of funding, inadequate funding all across the board is the biggest thing, but it's also ridiculous unfunded mandates that come down from those on high that put more and more pressure on teachers to focus more on testing the students rather than teaching the students.
Because that's where funding comes from, right?
It really does. Yeah,
you better have good test results so they just focus on all that.
Better have some damn good test results. That and attendance. If the kid's butt's in the seat, it doesn't matter if it's drooling or not the butt necessarily.
Well,
but
gross.
The rest of them. Yeah, doesn't matter if he's sitting there asleep or drooling or whatever it is. As long as his butt is in the seat, we get money.
I'm seeing billboards around that says, hey, if a kid misses 2 days a month, they're way less likely to graduate. So that, I mean, putting a fine point on it.
Really, yeah. And that's part of it, too. It depends on the kid. That might be a little bit of an exaggeration. Sure. But it really, it does make a big difference because so much now takes place right there in the classroom versus home. Because, well, in the school district I work in, which we'll go nameless, sure. Let's just say that.
That's for your benefit, not
probably for my benefit.
Arizona,
right? Exactly, right.
This is heard by only us.
All over the United States.
Pueblo, no. Colorado, 81009.
Walla Walla, Washington. We're at about a 65, close to 70% poverty rate, and so those kids go home with technology that they may not be able to hook up, they may not be able to use, and so a lot of it gets done right there in the classroom. And so it does take away from instruction time a little bit, but you use that instruction time to have the kids teach themselves versus you dictating what they're going to learn. I mean, that's kind of the where I'm coming from. So.
All right, let's get down to the big question.
All right, go for it.
How many female students have you had sex with?
That'd be a big fat zero.
Okay.
One of my colleagues went to prison 2 years ago for that.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to say none.
Wow. So is it?
Well, he's winking really hard. What's it?
Yeah. It got something in my eye, man.
Okay, we'll name this episode None.
Yeah, None.
Wink!
So you're married. You have a beautiful wife.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And she has a beautiful sister.
A creepy identical twin sister. Yes.
Identical twin sisters.
Yes, identical twin.
He's not married. He's not married to both of them. He's only married to one.
No, it's not a Mormon situation. No, thank goodness for that.
The reason why we're getting Stuart on here is to find out how he gets away with this.
I've heard of sister wives, but not twin sister wives.
Wouldn't that be just weird?
Yeah,
that would be. Yeah,
no. You tell us.
I don't even know. No, we won't go there either.
You have a children?
Two children. Yes. My oldest just graduated high school, and my next in line, I guess you could say, Sophia, is going to be a junior.
Oh, wow. So how long have you been married?
Yeah. I don't think I have enough fingers in place.
Would you give Blake some tips, please?
No, we've been married. We've been together for 24 years.
Jesus.
And married for 20 of those years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's not nothing.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
In this day and age,
the odds are against
you. For as young as you are,
comparatively speaking, yeah.
For your marriage to have gone so well, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you meet? College?
College, yeah. I stared at her ass for almost a semester before I asked her
That's
out.
How you do it. Damn it.
Stare at their boobs.
I can't say I didn't do that also. I kind of played the stalker card, which was kind of funny because I was sort of seeing somebody else at the time, and then we
we're in choir together. She's a music teacher, and I was going to be a music teacher, so we were in choir together, and I would stand behind her in the position in the setup.
Looking at her ass.
And her ass was right there. And I, so I just lasered in on it and stalked her for a couple of weeks.
And you're sure it was always her and not her sister?
Yeah, because her sister didn't go to the same school.
Okay, well, yeah, that's good.
No, I did make that mistake once.
Uh-oh.
Lynn, my wife Lynn had real super long hair that went like almost to the middle of her back when we first started dating. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't know she had a twin sister. I had no idea at the time.
Because you didn't want to talk to her. You just wanted to have sex with her. You didn't want to hear
basically,
about it.
Basically. Well, well, yes and no. And you know, I,
you weren't trying to get
to know
her.
I did not have
her.
That much. Yeah, getting to, get know, to know her. You. Yes,
biblically.
Intimately. No, what it boiled down to was that her sister came to visit, and her sister had super short hair. And I saw her in the hallway, and I went, oh, you're breaking my heart. I, you know, because we would talk a lot. You're breaking my heart. Why'd you cut off your long blonde hair? She goes, you have the wrong person. And I went, no, really?
Turn around.
Yeah, and I was like, they have the same ass at that time, too.
At that time. That was slick.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. So, he knows what he's doing.
So hobbies. What do you have for hobbies?
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I like to play video games. I'm a video game junkie. I read. I make beer.
You make beer?
I make beer. Yeah, I haven't.
I drink beer.
I haven't in a while, but
it's been a while.
Yeah, we didn't really
it's
have
beer a while.
We didn't really have a kitchen and whatnot for it for a while. So,
do you have a name for your home brewery?
Stu's Brew.
Okay.
Yeah, it's simple.
It rolls off the tongue.
It does. It's easy. Yeah, Stu's Brew and other hobbies. Not much else. I'm forced into some hobbies. Home maintenance and remodeling and that sort of thing is one that is thrust upon me quite often, and I go willingly like a man to his execution every single time, you know.
So we met at a cookout.
We did.
Your stepsister-in-law?
Yes, my stepsister-in-law.
Is really good friends with my wife.
Yep.
And we were there about an hour or so. And then we started to talk, and the floodgates opened up.
Oh, yeah.
By the end of the night, we're high-fiving each other.
Oh, yeah.
What did that look like?
Like this.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a little strange, I'll admit, because you just don't meet people who you just instantly start talking to like that.
Hold the phone.
I know, right? So
should I be jealous?
Yeah,
I don't know.
A little.
It was a good connection.
No, it was.
You didn't kiss him.
That and no.
Okay, I'm good.
No, I saw that. Jason's I saw that little mark on the corner of his lip there. I just was afraid.
I would be.
So you know, no. What
I know where it came from?
You. Yeah. Yeah. Well. Okay. No. It was that and the bourbon and, geez, I don't know what else. Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, sure.
That always leads to a connection with people at times. Yeah.
So and I said, hey, Stuart, why don't you come on and be on IBW?
Show. That's a good one too. I like that.
Yes,
that's a good one. Yeah.
I hate how iTunes like
cuts
it down when I put that show title on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I hope you have a good time.
I'm already him.
And we will find out more as the night goes on.
Excellent.
I feel like I got to know you.
Good.
Because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
Oh,
that was abrupt.
Oh, sorry about that.
Abrupt.
Sorry about that. You really look like a newscaster.
You do kind of look like an anchor there.
Yeah.
I'm Walter Cronkite.
Who?
I'm the voice, the dapper caster, and I'm here with news bulletin. All right. I'm going to lead off with this story. Woman claims she was sexually assaulted by toy at hibachi restaurant. A woman who visited a hibachi steakhouse in Tennessee says she was sexually assaulted by a toy during her dinner. I know what kind of toy you're thinking, Blake.
Yeah. Chopsticks?
Police were called to hibachi in Murfreesboro this week on a sexual assault complaint where Isabel Lassiter told them she'd been squirted in the face with a toy by a chef. The toy is meant to look like a little boy that pulls his pants down and urinates.
Excellent.
We've all seen this, I assume, right?
Oh, Blake? Yes.
You're looking very confused?
I'm confused.
Yeah, see, have you ever been to one of the hibachi grills where you all sit around the big open grill and the Chinaman's chopping all this stuff and spinning an egg in his hat and stuff?
Uh-uh.
No?
Yeah.
You love Asians.
Oh, no, I know, but I don't want to eat their food.
You mean their beef and chicken?
Fuck their pussies. That's all I want to do.
You connected with this guy?
There was a lot of bourbon involved, all right?
That's how I've got all my friends.
Proprietors of the restaurant admit the incident occurred and said the toy is meant to be funny. But Lassiter isn't laughing, in part because it happened in front of her children.
Oh,
it peed on me, basically, out of his wee-wee area, Isabel told WTVF. What the fuck?
I have a question. Yes. Can I ask a question? What size broomstick was actually jammed in her ass?
I'm not sure. We may find that out later.
Yeah, I mean, because that actually would actually play a part in this, I think.
I would imagine.
I would imagine, yeah.
She told police she felt sexually assaulted because the toy had a penis. However, in the police statement, the officer refuted that claim. I observed the toy to have no penis and just a hole for the water to shoot out.
But
this
man has no
dick.
Yes, Your Honor, you're right. This man has no dick.
I'm really confused at how she would come to that being
sexual harassment.
Getting sexually assaulted.
You know, who's having a good, a bad time. Her husband,
no kidding.
How humorless is their marriage?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
I bet you he doesn't have a podcast where he talks about having sex with her in the
evening.
Right. Yeah. You've been to those kind of places, right? I'm sure.
I've been to those places, but I don't know about this toy. That's
actually,
what I'm confused about.
Oh, you haven't?
No,
oh,
I've only seen them on television.
Well, they got a couple in the Peoria area.
And the ones open, Shoguns is opening up in East Peoria.
Oh, right. Very soon.
Yeah,
very soon. So we should go there for an IBW, for an FCF meeting.
Oh.
Sure. Let's do it.
And we can get peed in the face.
And we get squirted on.
Usually what's in the little toy is not water either. It's either it's sake.
That makes it even more interesting.
Yeah. It's because they use it with the cooking and everything else that they're doing right there.
So there's a toy statue of a man, and if you push the button or something, it makes...
It's more like you squeeze his ass or something.
Yeah, it's just a little Chinese boy.
Yeah, it's just plastic.
Oh, I always thought it was some like porcelain.
Well, I mean, I've seen fountains of like stone children peeing.
Sure,
you know. Is that like child pornography to this lady?
Could be.
Of course it is.
I don't like her. She used to leave the Bible Belt and see the rest of the world.
Yep.
I was hoping they would say Johnson City.
Happen.
Oh, yeah.
So we could send some of our boys over there to whip her ass.
Yeah. Nope, they're in Murfreesboro. There's some good beer in that area. Drink some on the show once. All right, next article. New Miss Teen USA called out for using racial slurs online. See, you're
using racial slurs?
It's rubbing off on me.
You use a racial slur.
Carly Hay.
Well, you had me from teen,
right?
Miss America.
The end, teen.
Yeah.
Carly Hay still holds the Miss Teen USA title, despite using the N-word repeatedly on Twitter. On Saturday, shortly after the 18-year-old was crowned in Las Vegas, the Twitter sphere unearthed a string of past tweets from the 18-year-old's account laced with racial slurs. This is why social media is a bad idea if you're ever thinking of going into any kind of public office or whatever.
Unless you are so upfront about it from the very beginning that nobody can spring it on you.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just walk out there and say, yes, I showed my dick once. Yes, I smoked weed. Yes, I said this word at this time to this person.
Right.
You know, just lay it all out there.
Yeah.
You know, because...
Then they have nothing to
go with. They have nothing to go with then.
There's one word in particular that she was using quite a bit back in 2013 and 2014. Yeah. Los Angeles writer and director posted screenshots of tweets in which she repeatedly uses the N-word, which...
Nutmeg.
Yeah.
There's a lot of recipes where nutmeg is a very vital ingredient, and you have to repeat it to people, you know, a pinch of...
That's not... Blake,
nutmeg.
Blake, I know I'm right a there. Comedian, nutmeg. What are you talking about, nutmeg?
My nutmeg?
I am home, nutmeg. These were all tweets.
See?
This goes
watching
back to,
Taken without my nutmeg because she chooses something else over me. Feel special, bitch.
Can I venture a guess that this is a young white woman who is?
Oh yeah, totally.
Oh yeah,
nailed it.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
As a teacher, do you run into a lot of young white ladies dropping nutmeg at school?
Quite a few.
Jeez.
Yeah, quite a few. We discourage that as much as humanly possible.
I would hope
though.
So.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Nutmegs don't laugh when they hear that sort of thing.
And that's what I don't understand. Jeez. As a teacher, yes. Let's say you have 25 students in your class.
Correct.
Okay? How many of them are on nutmeg?
How many of them are nutmegs? Jeez. Right, percentage-wise?
A very small percentage.
Oh,
I'd say maybe 5 to 10.
Okay. All right.
And maybe...
Nutmeg, please.
But if that nutmeg calls another nutmeg, it's cool. But
no,
if,
I still call him out on it.
But
it's an inappropriate word.
No, you're right. You're right. No, I'm just saying... But
nutmeg should be left in the kitchen.
You know what? That's why I wanted you... That's the kind of...
Go-getting at it.
Go-getter. But what I'm saying is... When a nutmeg calls another nutmeg, it's fine.
Within
themselves.
If you're going to look at this in the broader scheme, no one should use the word nutmeg out of the kitchen, regardless.
Paprika's okay.
Paprika's
fine. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What? My grandfather was paprikan. Poor paprikan.
Yesterday, the teen owned up to the vile tweets, chalking it up to personal struggles in an explanation. Not quite an apology. Issued on Twitter yesterday.
What kind of personal struggles?
I think I smell bullshit at this point.
What kind of personal struggles do you have?
Chlamydia.
That might do
That's
it.
Not too bad.
Yeah, if you rub some nutmeg on some chlamydia,
I
to be
know.
Honest with you, if you have too much nutmeg, that's a lot of times how you get chlamydia.
Yeah, could very well be.
How did this person find these tweets? They went all the way back
oh,
to 2013?
Yeah. He's like... That white bitch has done something in the past. I'm going to look her up on Twitter.
What do you think he did? Do you think he read everything or opened it all up and just like control F a handful of words to see if she said them?
Right, yeah.
Oh, more than likely, yeah.
That guy has nothing else to do.
That's
for
just,
real.
Yeah.
Well, so, I guess when,
that's dedicated to
when I run for mayor of Pekin.
Oh, they got a lot of listeners.
You better lay that stuff out there, man.
There's like, so much to lay.
Yeah, it honestly, well... You might fit right in more so than anything else, actually.
Stuart, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a racist. I hate everybody.
Nutmeg, please. I know.
I hate everybody.
We got time for another?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do this.
Skydiver becomes first person to jump and land without a chute.
Perfect.
After leaping from an airplane, Luke Akins rocketed toward Earth for 2 minutes and then calmly flipped onto his back at the last second and landed in a 100 by 100 foot net in California.
You all seen this?
We were watching it, waiting for you to get here.
Whoa.
We were watching this. He was going like 150 miles an hour.
It was pretty nuts, wasn't it?
And he was doing like flips every once in a while, which was like, I'm like, don't do that. Just do your
stop fancy pantsing around.
So there's three guys dressed in black that are with him. And
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Will Smith. And Josh Brolin.
Right. They're all with
and
him.
A pug.
And a pug that had no parachute.
And Tony Shalhoub.
And quickly met his fate.
So we're watching this video, and it has like a meter on the side of him as he goes down, so you kind of have an idea of, you know, because... And then you see these guys dressed in black. He's
they
dressed in...
the chute, then.
Yeah, he's dressed in, like, a green and white. And I had never seen the video before. I hadn't heard of...
Came out of
it. Yeah, all I heard was this guy did this. And I'm thinking, as he's, you know, because you have a lot, like you said, 2.5 minutes. I got a lot of time to try to figure out how he's going to stop. All of a sudden, at like 1,000 feet, maybe, all the guys in the black jumpsuits, their parachutes go up.
Screw this.
They're like, fuck this guy. We're sticking by you until this part right here. And then I'm like, how is he going to not have a parachute? And then all of a sudden, I felt robbed at the end because.
Really, seriously, yeah.
He a big, huge fish
net. It's a bait and switch. I'm sorry.
I think so.
What did you feel robbed on exactly?
I felt robbed.
He dove out of an airplane at 25,000 feet
into a net.
You want to see him explode?
Yes. I want to see.
First of all, you're a bad teacher. Okay.
Well, second. Yeah. Okay. There's never been any doubt about that.
That's amazing. 25,000 feet?
Yeah.
And he directed himself.
He was able to hit the net with pinpoint precision thanks to GPS alerts in his helmet. Yeah. He wasn't eyeballing it.
You're going
to
miss it.
And a sophisticated lighting setup on the ground that was visible for more than 25,000 feet.
Recalculating.
If
make your left.
Exactly.
If he veered off course, lights appeared red. When he was on target, they shone bright white.
That is incredible.
That's
still
racist.
Right?
That does take a pair. I'll give him that. However,
oh, good.
Do it without the net.
Yeah.
It'd be like a swan song. It'd be like, you know, what a way to go out, right?
It'd be like a Gallagher show where everyone in the front row's got the
exactly,
splash cards.
They've got the splash cards.
His kid didn't even watch it. His kid was asleep the whole time.
Like
if my dad was possibly going to die.
Well, I think, hasn't he done, how many jumps has he done?
Like, 18,000 jumps.
Yeah, the kid's probably yawning at this point.
He's like, eh, it's just another jump.
But the net thing, you're right. It's that's incredible.
It's incredible. But what we were talking about is, you know, it's basically all math.
It is. He mathed the hell out of that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you trust anybody's math skills?
How
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, I trust Stephen Hawking. Then you got the wind blowing. You got the rotation of the Earth.
Do you think that has something to do with it?
The rotation of the Earth?
No.
Doubt it.
The curvature of the Earth?
No. Not unless you're going, you know, sandstorm? Horizontal.
The westerlies? the very same that the wreck of the Ella Fitzgerald talked about?
That's Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Oh, there's one more. I didn't know if we're on a time crunch
or not. It didn't take too long to get to know Stuart.
Okay. Getting to know him.
Suspected burglar found dead after he's tied to tree.
This is good.
Authorities say a suspected burglar is dead after an Alabama homeowner tied him to a tree after catching the man breaking into his home. Washington County Sheriff Richard Stringer says 68-year-old Nathaniel Johnson of Leroy caught 31-year-old Cleveland Jones Gully breaking into the back door of his home about 60 miles north of Mobile. On Friday, just before midnight, Stringer says Johnson chased Gully out, and Gully either fell or jumped off the back steps. Johnson jumped on him, tied Gully's hands behind his back, put duct tape on his mouth, and tied him to a tree with insulated electrical tape and clothesline. Johnson then went to call 911. When sheriff's deputies arrived 10 minutes later, Gully was dead. Stringer says an autopsy will be performed and no charges have been filed yet against Johnson.
What, did he suffocate?
Maybe there was too much duct tape a little too high above his mouth.
68-year-old took out a 31-year-old.
That's badass.
It is badass.
It's a little Gran Torino there.
Somebody bring, you know? Yeah. Somebody come in my house. Fuck yeah.
Actually, I don't know what charges they could file other than, what is it? Unintentional homicide or
manslaughter.
Manslaughter or something like that. Except where it's, you know, he had every right to defend his home against this joker coming in.
Yeah, if he'd have just shot him,
if he'd have just shot him, it'd be a clean case.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's what's kind of cool about this.
Instead, he was sacrificing him to some corn god,
some urban god. Yeah,
but it's pretty cool though that the guy's like, you know what, I could shoot you because you know this is you know
I'm gonna let the fire ants eat you.
But
yeah, that would take a little premeditation. Yeah. I think. Yeah,
you know, that was badass.
He had all that stuff readily available though. That is kind of like. He's got a little box outside on his patio. It's like his burglar box. In case somebody breaks in, he's like, I know what I'm going to do to you.
Break glass if someone enters home.
I don't know. But so the guy was how old?
68 and 31 was the other guy.
Good on you, 60-year-old guy.
And that was the Nutmeg News.
That's about all I can handle. I am wiped out, and I am ready for a break.
A big hearty welcome to Stuart, who will be sure to become a fan favorite on IBWIP, or at least an intern.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at BurnsonIP at IBWIP.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at IBWIP.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Back to me. And you know what? This is the part of the show where we talk about Rocky Top Vapor. We've got prepared statement here. And I know a lot of you think I'd come up here with this prepared statement, I'd crumple it up, and I'd throw it away, and I'd speak for the heart. But I'm going to stick to the prepared statement just as planned. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience, a longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your exact needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They are located in Johnson City, Tennessee, but if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com, and don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP to save an extra 20% on your entire order. If you are in Johnson City, go there. It is the cleanest store, and not just in the front where all the business is done, but in the back. It is clean. These people know what they're doing. It's a fun, awesome atmosphere. I think the last time we were there, Blake, there was a monkey in the store like a few hours before we got there. Do you remember that?
Yes, and you couldn't even tell there was a monkey.
Usually you can tell exactly where a monkey's been.
Usually it's like, hey, I think there's been a monkey in here.
Not that time. No way, Jose.
And they have never killed an elephant.
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
Oh!
Oh.
They took a vacation, didn't even tell us. They took like 3 weeks off, didn't even tell us.
Well, Heather's been doing that lately. What, too soon?
No, it's true. The man speaks the truth. She's in a little hiatus. That's all right. Maybe she's garnering more sexual experiences in which to exploit on the cast.
That could be what it is. She's
it
like,
could be.
She's like, I've got to have show content.
Yeah.
People be fucking.
Hey,
we hope.
Not everybody be fucking. And we'll tell you on the next episode, I'll have a little story for you.
Oh.
Oh, my. Uh-oh.
That's a little teaser to bring the listeners back.
No.
I think anytime you have Hall & Oates as your intro music...
Absolutely.
You can't go wrong.
Oh, no. You're absolutely right.
We are going to do a little a bit. We've done a couple of times here. I think we've done it two or three times. It's so far, it's started working better than some of our other ones. So we'll run it to the ground until it doesn't work anymore. This is called IBWIP History Class. Ironically, we have a teacher here. Yeah. So
that is ironic.
It's just going to solidify everything that we say.
Yeah.
So basically, what we know a lot of our listeners are middle-aged guys who haven't been in school a long time.
Oh, that's our demographic?
Well hung.
I've been playing to like elementary school kids this whole time.
Well. You've got most of them with your witty repartee.
Nutmeg.
I had one, and you know what? Even for me, I said, I will not go there. As much as I want to.
Do you still drive a white panel van?
No.
No,
I had to get that one out of that.
You did? Okay.
real quick, this reminds me of a story. So yesterday we went with Molly's parents because they're looking to buy a new house because they've sold their other house and need to find a new one.
Oh, fun.
Wow.
So we went to Washington to this house, and really pretty house, really large. And then we went to the downstairs, and it was one of those downstairs like that it had to have been a big, huge, giant room, and they've just... For some reason, older houses, they divide them in such little itty-bitty things. Right. But there was this, like, it was really dark, a lot of paneling, a lot of little small rooms. And you rounded this corner, and there was a light on in this bedroom. It was like a bedroom. It was all paneling, like the dark paneling. It had a light on, and of course it was like a lampshade from like 1950, so it had that yellowy kind of tint to it. Yeah. And then it had this old bed. It was all made and everything, and it had this funky-ass carpet, but it just looked like one of those rooms like that they kept the crazy sister in. That they wouldn't let. Sure. It was so creepy. It was awesome. It was creepy as hell.
Did you hang out in there? Did you encourage them to buy that house?
No, I actually told them no. I said, I don't think that's a good house for you to buy.
Well, the dark paneling alone. You know, I mean, that's, right. I mean, come on.
But it reminded me of what Dustin has done at his house.
Oh, have you done some work at your house? Uh-oh.
He has someone there against their will. A young person.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. She moved in willingly.
Hey,
I got a permission slip from her mom.
I was going to say, does the state of Illinois constitute that as something? No, I just
the guardianship.
All right, well, that's not we're not talking about statutory rape today.
No,
but a subject I thought we should go back on. You know, and in the early 90s, this happened, the Gulf War. Mm. You know, it's something we should go back and start talking about. And I'll figure I'll start. I mean, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
No, sure.
Like I said, 1990 to 1991.
But what are we doing in this bit? It's an education, right?
Right. We're just going through all the facts that we know about it and, you know, just talking about it to kind of refresh everybody's memory and
We take an event, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
We did Prohibition once.
Sure.
What was the other one we did?
Fourth of July. America's history behind Fourth of July.
Yeah, America, so, you know.
So we take an event in history.
Right. With the upcoming election, we're going to go to war with somebody.
Absolutely. It's got to happen.
It has to happen.
It has to happen. It's been a while.
It's been a while since we've been in a war. Are we still technically at war right now with
Korea?
Thank you.
We are?
Yeah, North Korea. We're still technically at war. There was just a ceasefire.
When was that?
1950s.
During the Korean conflict.
During the Korean conflict, we technically never had. We've had a long ceasefire.
There's been no resolution.
There was no resolution. There was no winner. We're still technically at war with them.
So yeah. we haven't lost yet.
We haven't won either.
But the Gulf War. So. 1990.
Great war.
Great.
Fantastic war.
Now, what a lot of people don't know that it originated in Scotland. It didn't originate on the deserts of Iran and Iraq. In Scotland, there was a non-PGA function sanctioned golf match. Is that what you call it? Golf match?
Tournament.
Well, this was just between two guys. It was just a match.
Oh.
It was a match.
Oh, this may be something I didn't know.
Yeah, there was some money under the table.
Gotcha.
You know? And, you know, they played 18 holes, and they wound up tying. And then they were like, we've got to figure out, somebody has to win. We could go play more holes, you know, but there was like, it's too dark. So that's where guns got involved.
Right. Yeah. What a storied history.
I'm actually going to cry bullshit, but.
No, that's exactly what happened.
No, I think the reason the one guy was way better than the other.
But sure.
The reason he it would tie
one guy was nutmeg.
One guy was a nutmeg, and the other guy used a shillelagh instead of a golf club, and that's how they tied. Because he kind of cheated.
Right.
And that kind of caused a little friction.
Which one
there.
Was Schwarzkopf?
He was
the shillelagh toter.
Right.
You watch me dip. You watch me shillelagh.
Is that what they do over there? Whipping shillelagh?
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah.
You know all the slang. You're right.
Sure, yeah.
That's what the kids say.
So the tournament between these two men reached a fever pitch, right?
Sure.
And then that's when guns came.
Yeah, because it was too dark to go and play, you know, let's play till somebody wins, you know, overtime.
Sure. No overtime.
Yeah, there's always overtime on golf.
Yeah.
Always.
Sudden death overtime.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's where sudden death came from.
Yeah,
because
the phrase sudden death.
Sudden death. Yeah, the phrase sudden death came from that.
Because Schwarzkopf ended up killing the other guy by sudden death.
Right.
And then that's when those families went to war.
Exactly. Exactly.
You remember what happened next, Dustin?
Yeah. If I remember right, like George Bush heard about it.
Senior.
Mm-hmm. W wasn't involved at the time.
He was doing coke in college.
Exactly.
1,000 points of light.
And Schwarzkopf was like, we need to go after those nutmegs.
Mm-hmm.
And George Bush Sr. is like,
yeah.
Not gonna do it.
Gonna throw up in Japan.
Million points of light.
So crazy how this all happened. So then it became a major war. I mean, United States got involved.
Right. Well, we were all part of NATO. So
sure.
That, so when we broke the NATO treaty, we had no choice.
Sure,
I mean, by
sure.
contract, we had to get involved.
Sure. The NATO treaty, man.
What's like, NATO stand for?
Not again. Today.
Only?
Only. Today only. And this don't
is,
break that treaty.
This is such an indictment of our education system right now. The fact that we can even joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Joke?
I mean, but you know, it was we're having a laugh.
It was serious.
Yeah, well, no, it was of course, yeah.
I mean, if you think there's something funny about, you know, young men from Scotland and America going to war with each other and dying, then you know, yuck it
right.
up, Stuart. But these kids lay yeah. down their lives for golf and freedom.
Yeah,
it's not Scottish, it's crap, and you know that.
Right. I mean, I don't think we were laughing out of disrespect.
No.
I was
just laughing that another nutmeg died.
Dustin definitely was laughing out of disrespect.
That's how I always laugh.
Mr. Stewart, yeah, Dustin was the one laughing.
Mr. Stewart!
So do you have any
insight into this particular war?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I was a freshman in college at this point, and
weren't a big golfer.
Yeah, I was not into golf. Number one. And number two, I think I was pretty much drunk that entire first year. So, yeah.
Well, that ties pretty closely into it because a lot of the Scottish forces.
Scotch.
They
yeah.
drank on Arnold
yeah.
Palmer's.
Right. Yeah. On the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how they ended up in the desert of, like, Iraq.
Right, yeah.
Is because they got lost
way
when they were
course.
Driving the tanks.
Yeah.
They were drinking Arnold Palmer's.
They spiked those Arnie Palmies.
Yep.
Got down
yep.
in the desert, and we had to meet them there.
We've all had a few Arnie Palmies in our lives. Come on.
Stuart can't. Hey, he's a bourbon guy.
Well,
I'm saying
Scotch, you'll... bourbon, equal opportunity drunkard.
Beer.
Oh, yeah, I like those, too.
George Thurgood.
Yeah.
Scotch. I think they came bourbon. Up that
yeah,
they came up that night that we
one
were...
beer. Yeah, I think it probably did, yeah. More than likely. Yep.
So... You
and
know,
it was pretty destroyed.
And oddly though, enough, so. That's when the destroyers...
I was going to say, it was pretty destroyed, yeah.
They were kind of this militia yeah. that the U.S. hired.
Sure.
We right. got George Thurgood
they
destroyers.
They were bad to the bone.
They were so bad that we had to hire them. And then that's when Schwarzkopf, he kind of led the charge. Boom. That's what the guns all went.
Yeah. They had the front lines.
Boom.
Now, if you go back like on YouTube and stuff, and you can see like old video.
Way back on YouTube?
Way back.
Yeah.
Way back on YouTube. But there's, you know, a video of like fighter jets going over the desert, and just like big, huge oil fires.
And Whitney Houston singing the national anthem.
Yeah, and big oil fires. And those oil fires came from... They were...
Texaco.
Huh?
Texaco?
The Texaco no. station?
No. This is during the war.
Right.
But they were like... Those were sand traps. They had put mines in trying to get the Scottish guys and blow them up.
That's exactly right.
Hmm.
And goddamn if it didn't work.
Those Match in the gas tank. Boom, boom.
Exactly.
Well, I... I mean, the Scots learned their lesson. If you ask me, it was about 2 years, right? We're at war for about 2 years.
Yeah, and it wasn't too long after that yeah. nutmegs could be on in the Masters.
Right.
And that's the whole point of it. That's why they fought for the nutmeg right to be in the Masters.
That's really what it all came down to is civil rights.
Doesn't it always though?
I think if you trace any of our history, any war that America's been a part of, it always goes back to civil rights.
Sure. Any
Rosa Parks.
Yeah, thank
Rest
you.
Rest in peace.
Well, she's still alive.
Harriet Tubman.
On the back of the bus.
$20.
Both still alive.
Stuart, any last tidbits? I mean, you're the teacher. How would you wrap up this class? How would you, like, what homework would you give?
Fail.
Mr. Stewart!
The one thing that I would really strongly recommend is that no matter what happens when you're in a golf match or war, you need to make sure you're holding the shaft of your club as tightly as possible. So that when you swing, it does not slip and put someone eye out.
That's
great advice.
That's perfect advice.
That's the one thing I would say.
At boot camp, they give
Well, yeah. I mean, you see them running around with their shafts in their hands all the time.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
This is yeah.
This is for biking. This is for golf.
Golf. Right. Exactly.
Don't even get him started on the varmint poontang.
Yeah, I know it, right?
Cinderella story.
I mean, that was a whole different war, I think, wasn't
sure,
it?
Sure, sure. That was a war.
I mean, that was the war of, yeah. I mean,
the Gopher War.
The Gopher War, yeah.
No.
Led right into the Gulf War.
Right.
I think, yeah.
Jason, any final thoughts for class today?
I don't know if it was Dustin or Stuart who did the Bill Murray, but I'd like to hear it again if possible.
No.
Cinderella story? Who said Cinderella?
Cinderella story.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, Dustin, any final thoughts on IBWIP history?
Yes, on that. No.
I need to learn the name of my show that I've had for 9 years. And that's why. I feel smarter, and I hope our listeners feel smarter.
You look smart. Something you're doing differently today. I don't know if you parted your hair the other way, but you're looking really smart.
You can't see that. I don't have my tooth in.
Oh, I saw.
Less smart. Smart. Less smart. Behind the mic, smart. Outside, I can see the tooth. Not smart.
All right, Stuart, what we got for the release schedule here?
You don't want to do this.
Oh, I thought we were doing
game.
The birthday game.
I'm sorry. You know what? I apologize. This is my first time.
If you don't want to play my shitty game, you don't have to.
No, let's do the celebrity game first.
Go.
What's up, Meg? It's your birthday. We're going to party.
It's your birthday.
Meg.
This is how you get canceled.
We don't give a fuck if it's nutmeg.
We don't give a fuck if it's not your recipe.
Okay. This is a shitty game that I host called Celebrity Birthday Game.
Why do you call it shitty? It's a fun game.
We used to do it to where you would read celebrity birthdays and then act surprised when they were dead, but you knew they were dead.
They're all
dead.
Used to be. Every single one of them was dead.
Origin stories.
And then it morphed into this, which is a game where I will read like a sports figure or a musician or a celebrity, and you will say, hey, okay, that person's – I'm going to tell you when their birthday is, and then you're going to tell me whether they're alive or dead. And then if they died, you're going to tell me how they died. And if they're alive, you're going to tell me how they will die.
And then you will score accordingly.
And I will score accordingly.
Now, do you want to tell Stuart about the scoring system?
Sure. If they're alive or dead and you guess that right, point. And then just answering, giving some sort of answer how they died or how they will die, you get another point.
Okay.
And if your answer is funnier than mine, which arguably is all of the answers that I will receive from you, you'll get 2 points.
Oh, so excellent.
We're going to let you go last, so you
fair
just kind of get a
no,
feel.
No.
Just so you get a feel
no,
for
that's
it.
That's fine. Yeah.
So I'm going to start
no
with this guy over
yeah.
here.
All right. Yeah.
Anything good there?
No.
Okay. Well, this game's not much better. So.
Okay.
So to get everyone warmed up, before I start with you, Dustin, I'm sorry. The first one I'll read is Michael Jackson.
He's dead.
We can all agree Michael Jackson's dead.
We can very much so agree then.
He would have been 57 on August 29th of this year. And how did he die? Do we know?
He beat it too hard.
Now, see, that's funnier than this. But, I mean, the actual answer is cardiac arrest, right?
Yeah.
Induced by propofol and Benzo's IBWIP toxication.
See, what I did
was
I punched it.
You did punch it.
Could I throw in a possibility?
If you say anything to tarnish that man's legacy, I swear to God, Stuart.
I'm just going to say it looked like he had a black hole form in the middle of his face.
Oh,
and that would have probably
been
sucking all of our souls with it as his head imploded and...
That's not tarnishing it. You're fine. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I was worried for a second. You had me really worried.
No. I respect his legacy.
Tom Brady. Dustin, Tom Brady is... He is or will have been 39 on August 3rd. Alive or dead?
He's alive.
He's known as the top-rated quarterback for the New England Patriots. He's alive. How will he die?
I'm going to use a similar joke from the last time we used him on this game.
A year ago, did we use Tom Brady?
He's going to die from deflated balls.
Okay. I didn't realize we used that already.
And he's guilty. Back then, we didn't know if he was guilty.
Right?
Now it's official.
We know.
I put the new joke is suicide jumped off a bridge after battling deflated self-esteem.
That's a good joke.
I like the deflated self-esteem. That was
good.
That's a good joke.
You guys are really helping my self-esteem. I think I'll stay off of bridges. Jeff Bridges, Chris Tucker, rather, 45 on August 31st, known for being a comedic film actor. Blake, is Chris Tucker honestly, haven't heard from him for a while.
That's true.
He's alive.
Is he alive? Okay. And how will he die?
He'll get knocked the fuck out!
That's better than mine, so that's three. I had, he is alive, accidental strangulation, choked on too many words coming out of his mouth.
That too is good.
That was even better than mine. Mine was kind of a given, like, as soon as you said his name, I didn't even try to think of something.
This is how it goes. I read the name, I tell you how old he is and when it is, I tell you what he's known for, and after I say the name, I go into the other stuff. That's your time to start thinking of something funny. So I give you a few seconds.
Thank you.
And now I look to you, Stuart. Gene Kelly. He will have been 103 on August 23rd, known for musical Hollywood films. Is Gene Kelly alive or dead?
This kills me. He is definitely dead.
Okay. Yeah. And then how did he die?
Horrible case of athlete's foot.
Okay. I have that he drowned. He refused to stop singing while in the rain.
That's better. No, that was better than
he refused. Yeah. He refused to stop singing.
Refused to stop singing.
I mean, just you're drowning. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Right. Right. No, you're absolutely right. Yep.
It's not about you anymore, right? You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's about the rain.
Let the rain come down. Was there a song like that? Is that the Blue October? Let the Rain Come Down?
Let the rain It's actually a Sting song, I believe. Or no, wait, no, it's a Peter Gabriel song.
Get another point for that.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel.
Red wow. Rain.
Red Rain Coming Down.
Yeah. Red Beans rain. And Rice.
Didn't miss her.
Madonna. It would have been or will be 58 on August 16th, known for best-selling pop star from the 80s and 90s, alive or dead?
She's alive.
And then how will she die?
She will reinvent herself as a corpse.
Pretty good. Pretty good joke.
I can't believe she's only 59.
She will be 58.
I can't believe she'll only be 58.
Her sinewy arms frighten me.
Sinewy.
That's a very...
The flabby stuff on the bottom?
No. It's super...
The opposite.
Yes.
It's opposite.
They're veiny
toned
and
stringy. Kind of like...
Horse meat.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
I had two answers for this one. First, which is appropriate to what we're talking about, scleroderma. Over-dieting and exercise led to extreme toning and ultimately skin tightening.
I guess I haven't seen a picture of her lately.
She is tone beyond belief.
But not in a good way.
And I also had she died of suffocation because she was a material girl in a material world and there was a lack of oxygen in that material world. A little wordy. Blake Coolio... 53 on August 1st, known for mainstream rap from the mid-90s. I don't know. I haven't seen Coolio in a while. Is he alive or dead?
He's alive.
Okay, and how will he die?
He will die in a freak accident at his barber, where his barber ties his hair into such tight knots that his skull, his head rips off and his brain falls out.
Okay, so
that sounds like an unfantastic voyage.
God damn it. I'm not going to read mine now. I had not so fantastic in there, so I'm not going to read it.
See that one now. See, Stuart, that one I went too hard on.
I saw, yeah,
and I should have just
you went hard on the mark. You went well. He overshot the mark.
I missed the net.
You did. You missed.
I missed
net.
The net like that guy coming down. Yeah, from skydiver.
You missed net. All right, let me have it.
Wes Craven is, or will be, or would have been 77 on August 2nd, known for being a horror film director. Is he alive or dead?
He is dead.
He is dead. Okay, yes. And how did he die?
Well, let's just say that Freddy got really, really, really pissed and fingered him.
Oh, Jesus.
Also, if that's not correct, I want a chance to rebuttal.
I'm going
to
say sleep apnea. He died in his dream, thus died in real life.
Oh. What do you was going to say he died in Hollyweird.
He died in Hollyweird.
Oh,
yeah. Was he in that? He directed it, right?
Yeah.
Hollyweird? Oh, do you know about Hollyweird?
I know about lots of things. I'm a fountain of useless knowledge.
He basically was just a silverback gorilla and just went right in front of you.
That's fine. I'll take it. I can't tell you how often I'm put in my place.
No, it was not meant as that. It truly was not. I'm just throwing it out there. I just know shit.
We're trying to start a rumble in the jungle.
I drink and I know things.
That's a good description of this.
That hurt
Tyrion Lannister.
That really hurt.
Thank you. I really, truly relate with Tyrion in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
Jason, what's up?
How did Wes actually die, by the way?
Sleep apnea. Died in his dream, thus died in real life.
Fair enough.
Honestly, no, I do know it because I was going to use him as the Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He died of brain cancer, for real.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah. I was curious.
I mean, it's not as funny. It's pretty funny.
Shyamalan.
brain cancer is pretty funny.
If I'm going to die of any cancer,
well, if you're going to die of a cancer, I'd say testicular cancer.
Oh, I mean, no.
Go the whole bowl. No, balls out. Go balls out, man.
Guns out, balls out.
Guns out, balls out.
Yeah, I want brain cancer. I think that'd be the way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, you stop knowing.
You got it, buddy.
Get your head.
You get brain cancer.
You get brain cancer.
Everybody gets brain cancer.
Everybody gets brain cancer.
Oh, sorry.
Dustin, Hulk Hogan is or would be 63 on August 11th, one of the all-time most popular professional wrestlers in the world, alive or dead.
Well, you know, brother, I'm doing well. Terry's Travels. I travel across the country telling people about happenings, brother. And Mean Gene, he tried to finger me once.
Oh, jeez. Suck that mic up his ass.
Yeah.
All right, so he's doing well, so he's alive. Right. Yeah. How will he die?
Man.
Ooh, I got him.
I'll let go for it, Blake.
He drowned in $124 million.
Okay.
From what I know about knowing,
I don't like thinking about dead wrestlers, so it's hard for me to.
So you don't like to think very often, then, do you?
Yeah.
He died from lacerations. The official coroner's report said it appears that something large and fleshy was dropped on his neck, perhaps a leg. not for sure.
What? That's good.
That's good. Blake, this is the last round, by the way.
So. Oh. Okay. Oh, no pressure.
Okay. I mean,
no,
you have one more.
But I do have one. Yeah, right. Last time around. Right. Yeah, I got you.
Sean Connery is or will or would have been 86 on August 25th. Action film. Bunch of great movies. Is he alive or dead?
Sean Connery is alive.
Is he? Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. And how will he die?
Gulf War II.
Gulf War II. He's
Scottish.
He will die peacefully asleep, and he will go to 00 heaven.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
00.
It shows your sensitive side.
It does.
You can be harsh.
I can do it.
You can be a harsh racist, but you can be a softer side.
And the last one, Stuart, Richard Gere, will be or would have been 67 years of age on August 31st. Known, obviously, as a dramatic film actor. Is he alive or dead?
He is very much alive.
And how will he die?
In a stampede of gerbils.
Yeah, I knew a gerbil was involved.
And you're right. It'll be asphyxiation. He attempted to climb inside a gerbil's ass. The end.
Who won?
The end. Stuart wins.
What?
How did that work?
Good job.
I demand a recount.
Good job, Stuart.
Woot, woot, woot.
Stuart.
It's your birthday.
Can we read these numbers and stuff too?
Or yep.
Okay. As the winner, you get to read the release schedule.
Excellent.
What a prize.
Surprise prize. Release schedule.
Do you have an intro or anything for that, or do I just read it?
No.
It's a schedule.
Okay, fair enough.
These are the releases.
EP, or episode 258, Poontang as a Pokemon is now available. Episode 259, Nani My Mummy is now available. And episode 261. Our next episode, inevitably titled The Pelican Boxer Brief, will be available on Friday, August 12th.
Pretty good joke.
John Gershon.
And don't forget, Wednesday, August 10th, is National S'mores Day. Mm. What better than a s'more? No, seriously, it's not a joke. I want to know what each of you could possibly think of is better than a melted chocolate and marshmallow sandwich by graham cracker style crackers.
Sorry.
I get tongue.
my boys would say that banana boats
banana
are
banana boat.
Your daughter? Not so much liking the banana boat.
Yeah. I agree.
Banana hammock?
She told me you're strict. That's what she told me. I'm a cheapskate and you're strict. And she's just the girl stuck in the middle.
I hate it when that happens.
Sounds like a sitcom.
Yeah.
Nice. High fived it.
Also, Thursday, August 11th is Son and Daughter Day. The perfect holiday to sit down with your siblings and read the American classics Flowers in the Attic. A story about loving blood brothers and sisters, and probably a lot of other great stuff too. I personally only got about halfway through. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, and or suggestions, and they will be read live. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, well, suck it.
We don't really give a damn. Great show this evening.
Oh, great show.
Great show. Stuart, I'm impressed. You came in. You settled right in the groove.
Well, you thank just, you. Thank just you very much.
Right in the groove. Very good.
Just like Madonna, right? Just like from the game.
Get into the groove,
Stuart.
Boy, you got to prove
Stuart.
Your love to me.
Stuart.
I look like a horse.
She's got a big horse gap tooth, isn't she?
Who cares?
Yeah, oh, you still like that?
I'd still have it. I guess because I only envision Madonna as she's spray painting a white Porsche. That's the Madonna.
I don't think of that.
That's the Madonna that will always stick in my head. Yeah. Material Girl. Sure. The video.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, she was doing. Hey, big guy.
Sorry.
I had to stroke.
That's my foot. That's your foot. Let's make things happen.
Whoops.
What's going on?
I like the Madonna from the, what's that one where she's burning a cross? That black dude's Jesus?
Just Like a Prayer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I always think about.
Yeah, and he's like waxy.
And he starts
and
crying.
He comes to life.
There's blood.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a weird video.
I'm more of a fan.
It's like mannequin.
I'm more of a fan of the Madonna with the big cones, you know.
Oh, Vogue
with
era?
Ponytail?
With the major ponytail and the big cones.
I'm going to take that tight curls and...
You know. We all have. The
I'd
Madonna
have to go. I'd have to go old school.
Like a virgin.
Like
oh yeah, like a virgin. Definitely.
Susan Ooh, era.
Yeah, definitely. No,
that was a good movie.
I'm going to change my answer.
You guys can both jack off to the same Madonna.
Jason, I wanted to say thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you. I think
put it away, Stu.
Stu, we got another show left.
To put it away, he has to slap it back on the table first.
Right. Reel it in.
Well, he's got to
lay it out.
He's got to lay it out so he can roll it
it's
back
like
up.
Fruit by a
oh
foot.
Oh, my God. You're a tripod.
He lays out a length of cock.
It's
and
like
then
a sleeping bag. He's got to put it out and then fold it over and then roll it up. And then
you pull on the end of it and it rolls back in.
Good luck with the youth basketball team.
Oh, thank you so much.
Indeed, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
You're doing a great job. Very good on the writing.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You must not have been busy the last few days because these are quality jokes.
Oh, thank you.
Some funny stuff.
How's love life going?
It's whatever. Same stuff.
All right, cool.
Same black magnet time.
Right.
Same black magnet.
Dustin.
Yes.
I like the outfit.
Thanks.
I'm really big into turquoise.
Cool.
Is it aqua blue or turquoise?
I would say robin's egg blue.
I don't know.
Did a good job. Is there anything you want to promote?
You can listen to my podcast, Drunken Lullabies, if you like craft beer and great music and listening to similar conversations like this, just a little more inebriated. So if you like that kind of thing, look us up on the FCF Network.
Stuart, I'm sorry. Did you want to plug... the movies show?
Oh, yeah. We can do that, yeah. I also do another podcast. I have been for about 2 years now called Movie Show Theater. It's on SoundCloud right now. I'll have a more specific... We've just had to crash and burn and technology issues and stuff like that. But
we'll put a link up in the show notes.
Yeah, cool.
I'll put the SoundCloud.
That'll be fine, yeah.
You guys talk about great movies?
Not great movies. Movies. Okay. We talk about all different kinds of movies. And the three of us, myself, Jimmy Malone, and Ben Snowden, we essentially just sit around, we randomly pick movies, or we have people suggest them to us, and we watch them. And sometimes we do two films, sometimes we just do one. But it's basically just our comments, commentary, just what we like, what we don't like, why we don't like. Sure. And, you know, sometimes it's movies that are just wonderful. And sometimes, yeah, not so much.
Hated it.
The movie I would like to suggest to you
yes,
is Kenny Rogers' only theatrical debut.
The Gambler?
No.
No?
Six Pack.
He did not have a six pack.
The name of the movie is Six Pack. That's where he is a stock car driver and meets up with six orphaned children, and they go on an adventure.
Oh, I do remember that.
And they become his abs.
And they become his abs. Did you want to promote anything, Jason?
Not today.
Are you sure? Nothing you want
to
promote?
Listen to Couch Pilots, all right? Just listen to it.
Every Monday.
You're going to like it. I'm not going to tell you what it's about. It's a great show. It's really funny. We did an episode about Hollyweird, and Stuart knows what that is. Who the hell else would know what that is?
Right.
And so can
I
you.
Know stuff.
Yeah.
Mystery tag? Anybody?
Yeah, I got it here. They say the best things in life are free. Well, point me to the place where I can get free chocolate ice cream. I like chocolate ice cream.
You like a lot of things that are chocolate. I had to say, what, too soon?
I don't like that you said that.
Nutmeg, please.
Too soon. Too soon for what?
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.